and in a studio here today we have Natasha Nordhoff from Gulf Restoration Network. How are you doing?
Doing good, Scott. Thanks for having me.
So it's what's in the news for Gulf Restoration Network is you're celebrating your 20-year anniversary, is that right?
Yes, we were founded in 1994, and so this year, 20 years later, we're celebrating 20 years of working to protect and restore the Gulf of Mexico. So to celebrate, we recently had a large fun party on the summer solstice, which was last Saturday, if you remember. So in conjunction with our 20-year anniversary, we also found out earlier this year that Global Green and the Green Project were also celebrating 20 years of being in New Orleans. So that was
Global Green, what is that organization?
Global Green, they are a nationwide organization, but their New Orleans chapter is here in I think Girtown off of Broad Street, and they help spread information about building sustainably and how to fix up your house, put in insulation so that you can have lower energy bills and all that sort of stuff. So they're doing great work.
And the Green Project is also 20 years old.
That's right. And so of course they have their studio or their space down off of Press and what's the cross street? Do you remember?
Murray,
yeah.
One off St. Claude, yeah.
And so they sell all sorts of old found objects to rebuild beautiful New Orleans homes. So we're all kind of working in tandem to create a more sustainable New Orleans. And so we thought it was appropriate to hold a collaborative event on the solstice.
20 years of that. What was happening in 1994?
Yeah, I know. Something big was in the air here.
There must have been some. I would think, I was going to say, there might have been something in the water.
That's possible, too.
Thanks for laughing. That's really nice of you. So, what has Gulf Restoration Network done over 20 years?
Goodness. So we started back in 1994, a group of other nonprofits and organizations met in Florida and found that there was a real need for actual collaborative efforts to address fisheries issues here in the Gulf, overdevelopment in the Gulf, and water pollution in the Gulf. And so GRN was born, the Gulf Restoration Network. Cynthia Sartu was hired on as our first campaign director, and she's still the executive director here at GRN. So we've tackled all sorts of things from endangered species work to overfishing issues in the Gulf, water pollution, wetlands loss, and of course oil and gas accountability, which has become an even larger issue in the past few years.
Yeah, endangered species.
I think my favorite is the sperm whale, just because it's fascinating and really wild. But there's a resident population here in the Gulf that has, among other marine mammals, that has been impacted by oil and gas seismic exploration. Companies want to go out there and see what's underneath the seabed. They use these loud machines that blast really loud noises into the water. And of course, marine mammals like dolphins and whales depend on sonar and using underwater sounds to hunt, to communicate, to be able to stay in their pods. And so that really messed with them and their ability to reproduce, to hunt, all of that. So GRN was working on put into action some temporary regulations that would prohibit the use of seismic testing in certain areas in the Gulf where it was known that these whales were breeding or their hunting grounds. So
the Gulf of Mexico, I mean, many people think the Gulf of Mexico and they think oil and gas, not necessarily full of whales, but there are, in fact, whales that only live in the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, we have several resident populations. Sperm whales, for sure. I think there's a lot of whale sharks. I don't know if they live here year-round, but of course, tons of different dolphins. So even before the BP drilling disaster, GRN was working to address all sorts of corporate polluters, one of those being the oil and gas industry here in coastal Louisiana, especially. So way back, I think it was in 2008, we partnered up with Dr. John to fly a plane over Jazz Fest, because now, as you know, Jazz Fest is sponsored by Shell. And so during Jazz Fest, we had a plane flying over the festival saying, Shell, fix the coast you broke. So we've been working to hold oil and gas accountable for many years, but clearly it's become a part of a larger conversation post-BP disaster in 2010. So by watchdogging the industry, whether that's, you know, by boat or by plane, going out and actually physically monitoring and documenting where we see oil come up or where we find new spills and reporting those, that's one of the ways that we're able to keep the industry in check and hold them accountable for the pollution that they're adding to our lovely ecosystem in Southeast Louisiana.
So 20 years of watchdogging for whales, for water and wetlands.
Yes. Lots of W's.
Lots of W's. What does the next 20 years hold for Gulf restoration?
Oh my goodness. I hope just as many victories. I mean, in 20 years we've grown from a one-person organization to over 20. So we're continuing to address all the emerging threats that we see in the Gulf. Clearly there's a lot of work to be done, so I hope that we can get out there and tackle some of these emerging threats and continue to hold corporate polluters accountable and keep this Gulf of Mexico looking lovely for future generations.
How can people find out more about what's going on in the Gulf?
We have a website, healthygulf.org, and we have all sorts of action alerts where you can help us by either signing a petition, calling legislators, our Facebook.com/healthygulf. That will keep you up to date on all of our recent blogs, all of our latest actions, and sharing the word with other people nationwide, because the Gulf is important to the country as a whole. So we need your help in spreading that awareness. So it'd be great if you went on and liked us and kept up with our work.
Thanks, Natasha.
Thanks, Scott.